The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. It's a cicada year again in the American South. For a few summer weeks, the cicadas will sing and breed. Then they'll die. Their eggs will hatch. The nymphs in those eggs will work themselves into the ground, attach themselves to roots, and grow. And 13 years from now, the next generation will emerge. Scientists have little idea how vast broods of these insects manage to synchronize their long schedules and emerge simultaneously. The synchrony even extends across species. A single brood may be comprised of up to 3 different species of periodical cicadas. But scientists do know why cicadas get in sync. First of all, because they emerge so infrequently, no predators have evolved specifically to live off of eating them. So emerging en masse increases an individual's chance of survival. Predators cannot possibly devour the lot of them when millions emerge at the same time. But what rhyme or reason is there to a life cycle of 13 years? And meanwhile, broods of cicadas in the eastern United States have 17-year cycles. So why 13 and 17? The key factor is that both numbers are prime. They can't be divided evenly by any smaller numbers except one.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.